Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
And my tooth, is it feeling better? Too early to tell.
Okay, well, yeah. Maybe you can move somewhere cold. Because Marissa said ice helps with the toothache.
Oh, but so, if it's sensitive.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's a toothache, not a sensitive tooth.
Okay, yep.
Anyway, this could help you. Antarctica's Penguin Post Office is hiring.
Oh, sign me up. I've always wanted to work in Antarctica.
Have you?
Yeah, seriously. Because I think you can only do a max or a minimum of 4 months because the ships don't come and go. So you've got to commit. Yeah.
Well, it's in Port Lockroy, also known as like a popular tourist destination on Gordia Island. It's just off the west side of the Antarctic Peninsula.
Right. I know exactly where that is.
So it's a historic site. It receives about 18,000 visitors every season. And it's also filled with penguins.
18,000?
18,000.
I didn't think that many people were going that far south.
Yeah. Well, if you are working as well, if you're working in the post office, you're not only like doing like stamps and all that stuff. Like they've got like a gift shop, you know, for tourists. so they are also part, like it monitors the impact of the environment.
Right. Okay. So we've got a few scientists there as well.
Yep. So you also have to count the number of penguins and penguin chicks on the island.
That's your job.
That's part of your job.
Hang on, I've got a stamp. I just got to count how many penguins. I'm going to be back in about five hours.
Yeah, so just wait there. I'll be right back. But these are the conditions. So if you're like, yeah, I really want to do this, well, this is how you will live.
Okay, because I'm already sold on the idea.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to move my whole family there. Little Malachi can grow up on ice.
The staff members share a single bedroom. The staff members share a single bedroom.
Okay.
There's no flushing toilet.
No, what?
Instead, it's like a camping toilet that must be emptied daily.
Oh, no.
There's no running water or showers. So visiting ships offer staffers showers every few days. In some cases, staff may go up to 2 weeks without showers.
Ooh, great. And you're sharing a room.
Yes. Communication is also limited. There's no internet access or mobile phone reception. And, you know, of course, satellite phone calls are pretty costly.
Oh, yeah.
So the staffers have very minimal communication with home.
That sounds horrible.
And in the event of an emergency or medical evacuation to a hospital, it could take as many as 7 days.
Nah, no way, not a chance.
No?
I'd be showering with like ice, like rubbing that all over my body
just to stay
clean.
No, you wouldn't.
2 weeks, you'd be a stinky mammoth. You'd just be gross.
So you don't want the job? You're not going to apply?
How much is it paying?
I have no idea. Not enough. That's
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.